pretty precious. She broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Brother Chris, would you ask the Lord's blessing tonight and his anointing?
Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you.
Yes, we do. Amen. Before you're seated, turn to your neighbor and say, let's let God have his way. Amen. You may be seated. I believe with all of my heart that God ordains and sets aside certain times and certain situations for his purpose. I believe that there's times when the Spirit of the Lord comes down in such an abundance that all we want to do is just glorify and praise Him and dance and shout and thank God for His mercy and His grace, and we should be able to do that. Then I think that there's times that the Spirit of God just kind of wants to overwhelm us with His love, His abundant love, seemingly just wrap His wonderful arms around us and gently secure us for or from things that we may face. Not really sure. I kind of think that the Spirit of the Lord is sort of leading to the latter part of that situation tonight, but who am I to say how the Holy Ghost intends to work? But if I had a message title tonight, it would be Breaking the Box. Breaking the Box. This is a wonderful story. Bible history talks about this particular time that Jesus sat, knowing his destiny, knowing that his time on this earth was coming to an end, knowing what he must face. We were talking the other day at our devotion on Friday morning, the intense prayer that Christ must have prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Sometimes we pass that off. He prayed a long prayer. Amen, until his sweat became as great drops of blood. But do we really understand and know that he knew what he was praying about? And he was trying to pray his flesh under subjection. His spirit knew. And it came up that even though he said, Father, let this cup pass from me, the writer of this particular series that we was looking at said that was an impossibility, because God's will had already been ordained. God's will had already been put into place. And even though the Son of God, Jesus, was crying and praying, if it be thy will, Father, let this cup pass from me, he couldn't have, because it was already ordained and predestined that Christ must die on the cross. Can you imagine the agony and the prayer until he finally said, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And here he is sitting at a time and at the table with some friends and some people that he quite often visited, and it should have been a time of joy and celebration. And the disciples, even though that Christ had been telling them that he would not be with them always, there was going to come a time, and he had tried to use symbolism, and they just didn't really want to comprehend it or couldn't believe it, that he actually would be taken away. But I believe with all of my heart that there was someone in that congregation, someone sitting or ministering at that particular table, who not only believed the words of Christ, amen, but actually expected them to come to pass in a very soon time. And this was Mary. Bible history tells us it was the sister of Lazarus whom Jesus had raised from the dead. And as they sat there in Bethany, having their supper, or at meat, and those of you that have read Bible history know that they did not have chairs. They had like a bench. They were kind of just sitting. In fact, when we went down to LaGrange, they depicted the way that the disciples and Christ would eat, or those would gather in a house, and they would all lay on their side and pointing the same way, and they would partake of the food in the same manner, and then one would minister to them. And this was taking place. And here was this lady that came up. The Bible explicitly says with an alabaster box. An alabaster being a material that's somewhat similar to marble. It is very fluorescent or very translucent, I guess you would call it, almost clear. And it's white or light looking. And Bible history tells us that many of the stones of Solomon's temple contained alabaster stones. And it was a very precious and beautiful box. And it really wasn't a box. It was a vial or a vase, something like you might have in your house. But it was intended most of the time for a burial, because they didn't embalm folks then, and they used the spices, and they were very precious spices. The Bible says that this was precious spice, of an ointment of spikenard, and very precious and very expensive, as is told by the disciples here, because they thought that it was a waste of the precious ointment that was there, and it could have been used in a better manner to sell and to give to the public. But we find that Mary took this box, and I began to think, you know, for the common people to have such a treasure as this particular vase or this particular box that the Bible describes would have been extraordinary, because Bible history tells us this was about the equivalent of a year's salary of the common man, 300 pennies worth. And probably, I don't know, maybe she'd been saving it for a long time. Maybe it was an heirloom that was passed down. Maybe she, in fact, was saving it for her own burial. I don't know. The Bible doesn't go into any great detail, but it was precious. And I want you to know that it was precious. And another very interesting detail about this particular box or vase being made out of alabaster, history tells us that it did not have a cork in the top or a lid that you might think of, but it was actually, when they made it, they sealed it with heat, just like they would a vase or something else that had a top on it, so that none of the precious ointment or the spikenard could escape. You could put it up for years and years and years, but when you broke the box, it was intended to be used in its entirety. I want you to remember that tonight. When the alabaster box was broken, you were supposed to use the entire contents that were in the box. And as Jesus was eating, and as the disciples were around him, Mary came from behind, and she broke the box. She broke the seal on the vase. She broke the seal on the little vial that held the contents of the precious ointment. And she poured it in its entirety over Jesus. In worship, in adoration, but also many would say in anticipation of the burial that Jesus Christ would soon experience, the crucifixion and the death. She believed his report. And I believe that the Lord knew this. And he even said, "For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me, ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of her, or spoken of for a memorial of her. She has done a good work." And I thought about that, and I began to think about the breaking of the box, the breaking of the vial. And she poured it out in its entirety. This little memento that she had probably been saved up for years and years and years. And this in itself is a beautiful story. But I believe there is a type and shadow of what Christ's relationship is also to his church. I believe there's times when those things that we have held in our spirit, in a box or an alabaster vial, hoping and waiting for some time, amen, to expose the contents, but never really finding the right time to do so. Whether you realize it or not, there was a spiritual alabaster box broken tonight. And I could not help but lift my hands and my eyes to God and say, "Thank you, Lord, for confirmation. I didn't know that Brother Billy was going to stand here and give his testimony, but what he did, he broke that box that had been sealed, that little vial that had been sealed, neatly tucked away in his life. We think so many times that nobody knows, nobody is aware of the things that we have bottled up in our life, that we have held in secrecy, things that we don't want to expose, things that we know that we might need to expose, but for some reason we have not had that urgency or that desire to take that alabaster box spiritually and break it and pour the entire contents out on Jesus Christ. And I begin to think, Lord, if there ever was a time for deliverance, it would be a time for the church to take whatever that is in their life. Doesn't have to be sin. It can be ill or animosity, or it could be anxiety. It could be anger. It could be things in our life that have been bottled up for so long. Amen. But it's time, I believe, to break the box. Amen. She broke it and she began to pour it out. And all, amen, when you begin to pour it out, there is something refreshing. There is something anointing in our spirit when we begin to confess to the Lord and we begin to pour it all out, not leaving anything. Don't you understand that it would have been very tempting to say, you know what, I can just pour just a little bit of this oil out and I can save this for a different time. But let me tell you something. When you're pouring out to God, you need to get the very roots out. You need to get everything that's in there. Go ahead and take opportunity for the breaking of the box. You've gone this far now. You've broken the seal on all of that anger. You've broken the seal on all of that evilness, on all of those things that have been in your mind or in your heart for so many years that you've carried around. And now you're tired of carrying around. And you've seen the opportunity. Lord, I'm just going to pour it all out. I'm going to leave it all on the altar tonight, God. Every last drop of it. As I break the box. And I thought about the breaking of the box. And I thought how we are. Many, many times we want Jesus to break the box. We want Him to come and relieve us of whatever it is that's a hindrance, or whatever it is that's become a burden, or for whatever it is that causes such pain and anguish in our life. And the Lord will. But there's something about willfully taking that and destroying it and breaking it and pouring it all out to the Lord. I believe that the Lord tonight wants to deliver. I believe with all of my heart this afternoon as I was praying, and then as Brother Billy began to testify, I thought, my, what deliverance, you know. And deliverance came to him through his testimony, or through what he had to what was involved in all of those situations and what he had to endure. But you know what, when he finally began to pour it out, he couldn't hold anything back. And there's no reason to hold it back anyway, because God knows everything that's in our life. He knows every problem. He knows every issue. He knows every hardship. And I believe if we will, amen, take that situation, whatever it is, whatever we've had neatly tucked away, whatever we don't want to talk about, whatever we don't want to think about, whatever we don't want to really admit becomes an obstacle or a stumbling block in our life, and we say, Lord, you know what? I'm tired of this burden. I'm tired of this issue. I'm tired of this stumbling block in my life. I'm going to break it open tonight. Lord, I'm going to pour it all out on you for deliverance, God. I'm going to receive it. Tonight can be my night of deliverance. It can be my night of victory. It can be the night when I finally am relieved of that thing that agonizes me. And it can be a simple thing. Amen. Started out so simple, but tends to grow over the years and over the years, like a little briar that becomes infested in your life or infected in your life. And soon you get that out. There's no healing until you break it and you open it up. And I thought about how she began to pour it out. There were some that had indignation within themselves. There were some said, what does she think she's doing? What is she doing trying to interrupt this time? No, it really wasn't customary for the women back that time to interrupt the men when they were eating. Man, but she took it upon herself. because there was something burning that she needed to do, something that she had to do. And think about the wealth. Think about the importance of that bottle to her, that vial. It meant so very much. It was probably like a year's savings that she had. But I would imagine when she broke that seal, glory to God. The one thing that is so difficult to do is to break the seal. It's not so hard to pour it out once the seal has been broken. Man, but that seal is hard to break. Because Satan says, no, you don't want to do that. No, you don't want people to think this about you. I believe that there's a reason that there's this group of people here tonight. Because I have full confidence in the people that are in this church tonight, that if somebody comes up for prayer, they're not going to be a busybody and wonder what in the world it is that they wanted to get rid of. I believe that there are genuinely people in this audience tonight that will pray for deliverance, that will pray for whatever it is that's on your heart, whatever it is that's in the back of your mind, whatever it is that you just can't seem to get past. But if you'll just break that seal tonight, that's all it takes. If you'll break the seal, and I loved it when she said she poured it out on Christ, every bit of it. She poured out all anxiety. She poured out all the things in her life, all the problems, all the issues. She emptied it completely out unto the Lord. And the Lord says, she has done a good work on me. Amen. Because I believe with all of my heart that she received something that night. In fact, he said, she shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Amen. Because she was delivered of that situation tonight. She poured it all out on the Lord. Is there an issue? Is there something that we've wrestled with? Is there something that we need to break the vial, bust the seal, and pour it out? Or is it too precious for us? Has it become part of us? Some folks are so used to carrying around a burden, they wouldn't know what to do without that burden. They wouldn't know what to do without that situation or that affliction or that sickness or that setback, whatever it is. But I believe, as was testified tonight, Brother Billy, when you broke the seal, amen, when you knocked the top off of that old thing and you poured everything out, every confession, every admission, Lord, it's all about you. It's not about me. I can't make it without you, but with you all things are possible. There was deliverance that came. Amen. Not only into him, but into that entire house. I believe they all felt it. I believe his whole family felt it. Amen. Glory to God. Because he took the initiative to take that out. Oh, it's easy to keep carrying it. It's easy to say, well, Lord, one of these days, I'm going to get rid of it. Lord, one of these days, I want you to deliver me this. But why don't you take it tonight and break the box? Break the container. Crack the seal open and pour it out. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell the congregation. You don't even really have to tell the Lord, because he already knows. But I believe with all of my heart, there's deliverance for someone in this building tonight. I don't try to say that unless I feel very strongly that the Lord is leading someone here tonight. I'm going to ask the music if they would return for just a few minutes. I'm not going to tarry long, because if God's not dealing with you, nothing I can say or do is gonna change that. But I can't help but think that maybe some seals need to be broken tonight to pour it out on the Lord. With the rest of the congregation, would you stand to your feet? Would you bow your heads in prayer? Would you entertain the spirit of deliverance that is in this place tonight? Hallelujah. Whatever you want to play. Heavenly Father, God, we feel your spirit mightily in this place tonight. We have no way of knowing what people are going through, what issues. God, we know that you're able. God, we know that you can bless, touch, deliver, and anoint tonight. Come on, some of you come around these that are in the altar. Let's pray. Come on, break that seal. Break that seal. Hallelujah. Pour it out to the Lord right now. Pour it out. Every bit of it. Every drop. Every anxiety. Every problem. Come on, church.
Praise His
Come on, church.
Name.
God wants to deliver tonight.
When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me. And you'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name, oh, then you can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You'll see the darkness go as your faith begins to grow. You're not alone. How can you be lonely when everything falls apart? Praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me. And He'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name when you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair, you can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. Praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just Praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. Praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. That is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while. Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes a to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this I must admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say, oh, sometimes it takes a mountain. times of troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain, hallelujah, to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. To trust you and believe. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Thank you.